Leg out.
We are coming to you live here at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois. It's another edition of Chicago Red Star Soccer. Good Saturday night to wherever you may be tuning in. I'm Ryan Fay. Alongside me is the one and only Courtney Wallace as we are here for the Chicago Red Stars pregame show as we get set for Red Stars kickoff at 7 p.m. as they welcome in the Houston Dash. Courtney, good evening. Thanks for joining me here once again.
Thank you, Ryan. Always good to be here. I really do enjoy being at Toyota Park. Pretty good atmosphere. And this evening looks like it could be a good evening for soccer. If you look to your right, you feel comfortable.
Yeah, if you look towards, because since we're up here in the press box in midfield, if you look to the south, it looks fine. But Courtney, if you look north,
it's a different picture. It's a rather darkish picture. But we're hoping that the rain stay away, and we'll get a good evening of soccer here at Toyota Park.
Yeah, if there are to be any delays with the impending storm that is going to hit the Chicagoland area, we'll obviously be sure to pass it along to you on the broadcast. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter at TheRyanFahey, I'll provide updates regarding that as well. But as of now, we are scheduled for a 7 p.m. kickoff here as it's Pride Night here at Toyota Park as the Red Stars welcome in the Houston Dash. And Courtney, last time we saw the Red Stars here back on June 18th when they hosted the Boston Breakers, things were kind of looking pretty good. They had a 3-0 victory over the Boston Breakers. That road trip came, and that's when the slump happened.
Well, the Boston Breakers is a team that you're expected to beat. They're struggling in the league. You're supposed to beat them. And the Red Stars, the scoreline says comfortable, 3-0. But we saw it wasn't necessarily that comfortable. It could have been a whole lot different. However, they did what they were supposed to do, comfortable victory. But then you went on the road, and you had, three games out there, 2-0 losses each time. Not good. You were sitting atop the league after that Boston Breakers win. And then it kind of went south thereafter. Here now is an opportunity for the Red Stars to pull it back.
Yeah, it is. And then you go to the match that they had last week in Orlando to finish off that road trip. They go into Orlando and they defeat the Pride 1-0 off of a first half goal from Taylor Kamau, her first ever NWSL strike.
And of course, remember that Taylor Kamau is usually a substitute, and for her to have basically come in and fill that gap and score that goal was good. But also, I'm sure Coach Rory Dames and his staff will still have the concerns of the Chicago Red Stars not necessarily killing off the games. You're creating these chances, glorious opportunities on goal, but you still find a way of missing them.
Yeah, that is true. And as we know Rory Dames, we know how he likes to have his Red Stars squad play. The defense creates the offense. And the defense, I mean, you can maybe account into the fact that with Julie Johnson not being on the roster, being called up to the national team, might that have something to do with it? That is a possibility, but it still hasn't been the same Red Stars defense that we have been accustomed to seeing over the last few weeks.
That's true. And what's interesting here, Ryan, the games that they play are games you really want to see. You don't want to look at the score lines and believe that you have a handle on how the games actually went. Because even that game last week with Orlando, it could have been a much different story, not in favor of the Red Stars.
Yeah, it really couldn't have. And we just mentioned it in the 1-0 win that they had last week in Orlando. You mentioned it. Based on how the first 3 weeks of that road trip were, it could have been a different score. It looked bad on paper, but if you saw the games online or you were able to listen or watch, it would tell a different tale, but a loss is still a loss, and you still did not get points in the NWSL standings. And as it stands right now, the Red Stars currently are in fourth place right now with 21 points, and the goal differential is at a goose egg zero with having 12 goals scored while allowing 12 goals as well. You're listening into the Chicago Red Stars pregame show here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Coming to you live here at a dark and gloomy Toyota Park here in Bridgeview, Illinois. They're watering the field right now, but that might not necessarily, they might not need to do that if in the next half hour or so. I'm Ryan Fay, alongside me, Courtney Wallace with you, getting you set for the 7 p.m. kickoff. And again, yes, there is an impending storm hitting the Chicagoland area right now in some parts, but we are still expected to have a 7 p.m. kickoff here tonight at Toyota Park. Any other delays, it would be for any lightning delays or any other threats of weather that would be a threat to the players and the fans here at Toyota Park. So we're still going to have a 7 p.m. start. We're just going to hope that the weather has to hold off for the most part.
Well, now, Ron, the beautiful thing is that soccer can still be played even on the rain.
Right.
It would have to get real rainy for
It would have to, and that's kind of to my point. If it gets real bad, yes, then we will have a weather delay of some sort. Then we'll have a little rain delay theater up here in the booth as well. Now, looking at it on the side of the Houston Dash, and the Red Stars are familiar with the Houston Dash. They opened up the 2016 NWSL season over in Houston. Not the greatest of starts for the season for the Red Stars, as they lost that game 3-1. Kristen Press with the one lone goal for the Red Stars in that game. Dash were kind of dominant against them in that week one matchup, Courtney, but this is a different Houston team, and with Carly Lloyd up with the women's national team, one of their few offensive weapons that the Dash are kind of leaning on heavily is Rachel Daly.
Rachel Daly, yes, and if that scoreline there pretty much tells a tale of the season of the Red Stars so far. One goal scored. Despite all the chances you create, only one goal scored. And if you look at the score lines of the games that they have won, they've not won by anything above 3-0. That game against Boston Breakers, they've not been scoring a lot of goals, and they have been letting in goals. The defense has been leaking. And that result, I mean, this is the return fixture. You lost the opening game 3-1. You really want to pull this one back, especially after what transpired in the recent road trip.
Yeah, and something just to keep in mind as well, they also were in a bit of a slump over the last month or so. They had lost their last three matches before facing one of the best teams in the league, for that matter. We've gotten to see them here. They defeated the Portland Thorns 3-0 and convincing.
Surprise, surprise.
You can call it an upset if you want, but it was a very convincing way that they defeated Portland and kind of made everybody's eyes kind of bulge at the box score of that game.
Well, you know, that's the game, Ryan. We like to say that the ball is round. You have to win that game. And until that final whistle, when the fat lady sings, form and what it says on paper really doesn't matter. It's what you do on the pitch that really matters at the end of the game. So this Houston team, they would be pretty pumped up.
Yeah, they will be. And, you know, this is, you know, for the Red Stars' sake, they are only 2 points ahead of Sky Blue FC in the standings right now. And for playoff purposes, the top four in the NWSL will move on to postseason play later on in late September, early October. So you've got two home games here. You got tonight, and then you got next week when Kansas City comes to town before you take that Olympic break. And then you're on the road at the end of August before you come back home to Toyota Park back in September. And that's a heavy home slated September schedule that favors the Red Stars, because so far this year for the Red Stars, they have not lost in regulation here at Toyota Park.
Yeah, and you know, one of the good things about it for the Red Stars, prior to last week's game, they were looking pretty bad when you look at the standings. However, with that 3 points gained, they're now on 21 points in fourth. The top team, Portland Thorns, they're only in 26 points. So basically two games here, two wins, and you could be,
you're still right in the middle of the pack to try to still even get that top spot in the standings. So it's not like as if anybody has ran away with a first place seed or a second place seed or so on and so forth. It's still very tight. Nothing's obviously guaranteed, obviously, until the end as well. But, you know, when it comes to the standings right now of the top five or six or say, it's still a very tight bunch in competitiveness. And if it's, I don't see it changing. So when we get towards those late August and early September matchups, that's when it's going to get real fun.
Right, and you have to be aware of the chasing pack, because Red Stars are sitting on 21 points in fourth, but then Sky Blue, they're only 19 points, 2 points behind. And then Orlando, whom you beat last week, they're on 18. So they're all within touching distance of fourth spot.
Yeah, and one of the things, and we'd be remiss, obviously, if we did not bring this up, just announced yesterday, the Red Stars have acquired a new member to their team roster, as the Red Stars acquired forward Stephanie McCaffrey from the Boston Breakers. In exchange, the Red Stars sent 2 second-round picks, a third and fourth round pick for the upcoming 2017 NWSL College Draft. And McCaffrey, the 23-year-old Massachusetts native, she was the fifth overall selection in last year's College Draft. She's had 19 league appearances for the Breakers, 17 starts for that matter as well. And she's also had 3 goals, 9 assists in 12 matches she's played for them this season. She logged a total of 921 total minutes as well. She's not in the starting 11 tonight, though, Courtney, but this does give the Red Stars some quality depth at the forward spot, with Kristen Press having gone up to the national duties.
Which they need, because as we've said before, even with Press in the lineup, you've not been scoring a whole lot of goals. You really need to bolster that offensive end, because you know your defense has not been up to par, or not as you would like it. So you want to bolster your offensive lineup as much as possible, because you need to be getting those goals, especially heading into that playoff race.
We are here with you on the Chicago Red Stars pregame show here at Toyota Park on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fay, Courtney Wallace, with you here, getting you set for Chicago Red Stars Soccer as they welcome in the Houston Dash to Toyota Park tonight. And again, if you have been following the weather updates around the Chicagoland area, there are some severe storms that have already hit some of the Chicagoland area already, as the storm, based on what I have read, is moving at a southeast direction. Not a very fast-moving storm, though, as the clouds and the darkness are now starting to loom over Toyota Park a little bit more. And as Courtney mentioned just a few minutes ago, if there is a rain, the game will still go on. But if it gets to be at a point where it's severe weather and it's going to affect the safety of perhaps the players and the fans, that is when there will be a weather delay involved, or a lightning delay within the area for that matter as well. As we can see off in the very far distance, there are some lightning bolts coming down, but it's nowhere near the Bridgeview area. As I just say that, another one goes off
and
right near the downtown area.
As far as you made it sound, that was like right here.
Well, you know, I'm just calling it like I see it up here. So we get ready here for the Red Stars and the Houston Dash here tonight. What are your keys to watch out for? We'll start with the Houston Dash, the visitors.
The Houston Dash, like we said, they too have had a slump, but they did pull it back. They had a big win last weekend. They also had an opening season win against the Chicago Red Stars. They want to continue on that role. They will be pushing for the win. I don't think they'll be sitting back and considering this, the whole thing of it's okay to draw on the road. I don't think they'll be going for that. They'll be going for broke, and they will be going for the jugular.
And what about on the side for the home team, the Chicago Red Stars, who broke out of that slump last week with a 1-0 victory and got the 3 points in Orlando to take on the Pride. They're back here tonight. They haven't lost in regulation at home. What's their key to victory tonight?
I think pretty much the same story as the Houston Dash. You're back home. You've had a better luck at home than you've had on the road. However, you pulled off a big win on the road last week. You want to continue that trend. You want to ensure that you stay. Remember the last time we were here, we spoke about it. You might not necessarily want to be leading the league. It's okay if you're not leading the league. But hey, top four, you want to be right there or thereabouts. You want to make the top four your home.
Absolutely, because then if you get into the top four come the end of the regular season, you're moving on to postseason play, and you can't complain about that, obviously.
Right, plus the last time we were here, we did say that once you stay in touch and you go on the road, and then you start to have the slump on the road, at least you're still within touching distance. It has played out perfectly here.
Well, and you notice as well, and this is kind of voted for, you know, some of the other top teams in the league for that matter. I would maybe say the top six teams overall. This is kind of what we would want to call the dog days of the NWSL. This is the big grind part of the season where not everybody's going to have a bye week right now. So we've seen Portland go on a little bit of a slump. Red Stars had lost 3 matches in a row before last week's win in Orlando. So, yeah, these things do happen, and it's good for the Red Stars. They didn't fall out of the top four yet. They come back home now for 2 games, and then they take a nice break with the Rio games taking place. So you've got 2 home games coming up, and this is where if you can get those 6 points, this is the best opportunity to do that, and then you can rest after the 2 weeks of being at home.
Well, funny enough, Ryan, it might play out where that break might even hurt the teams. So you want to be careful of that. You want to get the win here today,
right?
And you want to be careful of that break because it can affect other teams, the momentum of the other teams. It can also affect your momentum.
Right. As now we will go to the starting 11 for both teams now. We'll start with the visiting Houston Dash, who are coached by the head coach in Randy Waldrum, the starting 11, and I'll read this in alphabetical order. Amber Brooks, the midfielder, number 12, gets the start, along with Ellie Brush, the defenseman, number 8, along with midfielder number 25, Megan Crossan, who has played in 2 games this year, so she's getting another nod for the Houston Dash here tonight. One of their star forwards, Rachel Daly, 2 goals on the season. Forward will be starting tonight. The other midfielder, number 18, Denise O'Sullivan.
So at this time, we need everybody to seek shelter and evacuate the stadium immediately. You can go to the hallways, the stairways, the vestibule by Gate D, and the Illinois Soccer Hall of Fame above Section 133. Again, lightning is within the minimum radius, so at this time, we need everybody to evacuate to seek shelter immediately. Go to hallways, stairways, vestibule by...
Well, right before we were about to get the teams out of the tunnel, you just heard it over the PA. We are now under an official weather delay here at Toyota Park, so we'll get to the starting lineups a little bit later on, obviously. And we were kind of worried that this was going to happen. We were going to hope to get this started, though, but unfortunately that is not going to be the case, as this impending storm that we have been referring to is going to now come through the area. And as we mentioned, there is lightning within the area, so they will ask the fans to clear out. So we are going to be under a weather delay. We don't know how long this delay will be, but if you want to stay up to date, follow my Twitter account at TheRyanFahey. I will provide updates as much as I can regarding this delay and see what time we will be able to start tonight's match between the Houston Dash and your Chicago Red Stars. So we are going to step aside for the meantime as we are under this weather delay. And when we come back, we should hopefully have
some soccer.
Chicago Red Stars soccer here at Toyota Park. So we'll step aside and hopefully you'll stick with us here through this weather delay. And we'll be right back here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.